if you know that somebody in your family has cystic fibrosis, and you're a young adult and are otherwise feeling okay, but maybe have some cough from time to time, when should testing be considered?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So certainly if there are any symptoms that are unusual that might be suggestive of CF, that would be a reasonable thing to do, or at least see an expert, a pulmonologist who understands CF and knows the wide spectrum of symptoms that it can present with. But the more common time would be when you're thinking about having a family. So if you know that there are CFTR mutations in your family, you have relatives with CF, and you're now thinking of having kids with CF, it would be probably really wise, and most people would want to know if they're a carrier or certainly have CF.
And how's the test done?
So the genetic tests for CF are done with a simple blood test. And we can do different things with the blood, looking at panels of 25 or 30 mutations, all the way to sequencing the whole gene to identify essentially all of them.
Explain mutations in the CF gene.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So first of all, cystic fibrosis is caused by mutations in one single gene called CFTR. Within that gene, however, there are more than 1,700 different mutations that can cause CF. So lots of mutations, and they can be, a gene is essentially a blueprint for a protein. And when you make little changes to that blueprint, so changing a base pair, we call them, or missing a base pair, or missing a bunch of base pairs, all of them are different types of mutations that can cause CF. They make that protein not work normally.
Because a bit of DNA is transcribed to RNA and then translated into protein.
Exactly.
And abnormalities, even tiny little ones, which look tiny, can yeah. be gigantic with respect to the eventual protein and how it functions.
Absolutely. And it can be a little unpredictable, but it's a huge part of what we're doing right now, understanding how specific mutations cause problems in the protein.
And the reason why you want to know that is it turns out, and we'll talk about treatment here in a minute, is that some of those mutations are now guiding what drug you use.
Absolutely.
And that's the fun new world of therapy of cystic fibrosis.
Absolutely. It's so exciting.
It's unbelievable.